Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Resident herbalist Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk Live, we want to empower you, and that's what we're going to do. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We have a great show. Magical engineer Frank and I are ready to go. We're going to look at our national health. We're going to measure our health as a nation. And you know what? The scientific community has already done that. They already know, but they're not telling you about it. But we're going to get into that. And I hope we get time to cover our inflammatory bowel disease issue, because we haven't had time to squeeze that in lately. And we have a quack report. And, of course, we have our devotional we're going to read. But before we get to that, I want to mention, before I forget, a new product catalog for Apothecary Herbs, their download version is now up on the website. So if you go to thepowerherbs.com and then click on books. Free product catalog. And then what you want to do is put the free catalog in your cart and check out. You won't be charged. And then when you get your confirmation, it'll have a download link if you want to download the catalog immediately. And also you'll get a hard copy, but at least if you want something in your hot little hands right away, it's now available at thepowerherbs.com. Okay, well, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform, lifting all of them and all of America up in prayer, praying for righteous leadership. God's hand be on us. And mind the time and seek the Lord's face because it grows short. So today's devotional is from Deuteronomy 6, Colossians 3, and Psalm 16. It goes like this. Stay ever so close to me, and you will not deviate from the path I've prepared for you. This is the most efficient way to stay on track. It is also the most enjoyable way. Men tend to multiply duties in their observance of religion. This practice enables them to give money, time, work, without yielding up to me what I desire the most, their hearts. Rules can be observed mechanically. Once they become habitual, they can be followed with minimal effort and almost with no thought. These habit-forming rules provide a false sense of security, lulling the soul into a comatose condition. What I search for in my children is an awakened soul that thrives to the joy of my presence. I created mankind to glorify me and to enjoy me forever. I provide the joy. Your part is to glorify me by living close to me. That's right. If you have a friendship, you're in touch with that person pretty frequently. You know a lot about them. So if you want to learn about the Lord, you get into that scripture right there. Blow the dust off that Bible. Seek the Lord's face, mind the time, and that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker. According to this Scientific Museum of London expert, human life coming closer to creating superior race. Let's see, Kuzo Ishirio at the Science Museum of London presented a lecture on social changes. He says all this unleashing of gene editing with the CRISPR technique, all the new technologies, he says it could undermine the core human values, you think? He says science and its future trajectory with gene editing, robotics, artificial intelligence, he believes it could transform the way we live and interact with each other over the next 30 years. And he says we are on the brink of all kinds of discoveries that will completely alter the way we run our lives. Some of it are imaginations of a dark future in which human clones would be raised to be organ donors. Ooh, yeah, that's kind of, let's pray against that. All right, moving along in the quack report. But I have to agree with him. I mean, technology is getting kind of freaky. Last but not least in the quack report here, older Americans are happier. According to this Gallup poll, they said Americans tend to get happier as they grow older, according to their newest findings, based on phone surveys that were part of an annual Gallup Healthway State of America Well-Being series. The report found people 55 and older doing better than younger people across five parameters. So they said when it comes to financial well-being, older people thrive at a rate of 53% compared to 33% for younger people. They also scored higher on measures of community, purpose, social, and health. So in the survey, they said out of 115 older Americans over 15 months of surveying, they expressed higher satisfaction in their standard of living, and they seemed to worry less about money compared to, let's say, the millennials. They also reported higher rates of having health insurance and personal doctor, low incidence of obesity and depression and so forth and so on than younger Americans. And they also said older Americans are happiest living in Hawaii, least happy in West Virginia. Well, that's a Gallup poll, if you believe it or not. But we're going to find about the health of our nation in just a few minutes. And that wraps the Quack Report. Oh, thank you, Frank. I know. Hey, Frank, I meant to ask you if you can put your little fingers on a Christmas tune. Maybe we should pray one at the bottom of the hour. What do you think? Just, you know, get in the spirit a little bit. Just one. And, you know, make it, you know, kind of classy, if you can. If not, we'll shoot for next week. We'll shoot for next week. Yes, Frank, we must. Well, you know, I don't like to blanket the entire show with the jingle bells, but, you know, one of them is nice. All right, we're going to talk about measuring our health. So if we take a look, a real long, hard look at the health of Americans, we find that it really has become normal to be ill. Think about it. Today, patients over 50 years of age are actually questioned by healthcare professionals if they are taking a daily drug support treatment, and they're quite surprised, if not shocked, if they are told no. So we have to ask, why are so many Americans and people all over the world so chronically sick? This is supposed to be, you know, the modern age of science. But science has influenced so much of our world that it now is dictating what health is. Now, if Americans are so healthy, why are they spending about $10,000 a year on health insurance premiums? You know, that's a big indicator that our nation is in the grips of a system that promotes chronic disease. So some people may disagree. So in that case, let's propose this. Instead of paying our physicians when we get sick, let's pay them a few cents per day when we are well, and then stop paying them if we get sick. That way, the incentive is on keeping patients well. So let's take a look at some things that are driving chronic illness. Let's look at the Emory study. Emory University did some research on public health records to see what the statistics showed on the number of Americans living with chronic health conditions. And here's what they concluded. They said, number one, half of all Americans are living with at least one chronic health condition. Number two, they said the health issues of Americans have increased in complexity and with more chronic conditions. And number three, they said the health of Americans has increased in multi-morbidity. And what that means is people are dying from two or more long-term conditions. So the Emory research team, they compiled this list of these chronic conditions that are plaguing Americans. And this is their list: asthma, cirrhosis, hepatitis, lung cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, HIV, AIDS, stroke, and pancreatitis. So, you know, the Commonwealth, not so healthy. You know, according to a report from the Commonwealth Fund, even the Affordable Care Act, in place as it is, has really not improved any of the healthcare system problems the Act said it would overhaul and improve. So instead, the Affordable Care Act has exacerbated pre-existing healthcare problems and made them more expensive to treat. So here is their assessment from the Commonwealth Fund. They say, number one, when the U.S. is compared to 11 major countries, Americans are economically more devastated and sicker. Number two, they said America ranks last with 41% of its population living with multiple chronic health conditions. Number three, the U.S. chronically ill, those in the U.S. that are chronically ill, revealed that 14% of them do not get adequate health care from the industry, which is twice that of Germany, the UK, Netherlands, and Sweden. So what do you suppose could be driving all this? You know, is it diet? Is it bad food? What it could be that. Could be, you know, pollution, toxins. But more importantly, you know, if it's such a blanket thing, not everybody's eating badly. but some of these people have conditions. Let's look at the vaccine link. Now, the National Vaccine Information Center, it was founded in 1982, and it was there to educate the public and to prevent vaccine-related injuries and death. So according to their research, and much of it is coming from medical files, there is a wide spectrum of vaccine complications. Even if you go to a dermatologist for what people think are safe allergy shots, you would be cautioned to remain at the office for 30 minutes before leaving in case you experience respiratory arrest from the vaccine. Now, the Institute of Medicine admitted that the safety of the current federally recommended childhood vaccine schedule has not been fully scientifically evaluated. So in 2012, in the Journal of Evaluating Biological Mechanisms of Adverse Events on page 82, the report was titled Adverse Events of Vaccines, Evidence of Casualty. The report stated plainly this fact: we acknowledge there are high risk factors not yet identified by medical science that can increase individual susceptibility to vaccine reactions. And of course, the National Vaccine Information Center says this: like prescription drugs, vaccines are pharmaceutical products that carry two risks. One, the risk of the product will not work, and the risk that the product will cause harm. Well, you know, I think the Institute of Medicine would have more accurately stated that scientific medicine is aware of the high-risk vaccines present, but hides the truth from the public. So the Institute of Medicine also acknowledged that the accumulative effect of vaccines and the changes to the vaccine schedule, you know, adding more vaccines, giving them at younger ages, and combining doses, well, this has not been assessed by modern medicine. Here is what the Institute of Medicine in 2013 report said. Most vaccine-related research focused on the outcome of a single immunization at a single visit. Elements of the vaccine schedule are not evaluated once it is adjusted to accommodate the new vaccine. So the key elements of the entire schedule, which is the number of vaccines given, the frequency that they're given, the timing in which they're given, the order in which they're given, and the age that they're administered at, have not been systematically examined in research studies. And I would think all that scientific data would be important, extremely important, and have an impact on the people receiving vaccines. Now, one advocate that wants to prevent mandatory vaccines, his name is Larry Cook, he described vaccines as being a time bomb because vaccines exploit the weakest part of a person's health, and it can produce immediate death or time-release symptoms of a disease. According to Cook, the CDC has a collection of scientific studies and reports from doctors who do report adverse events from vaccines, which link the vaccines to death and many of the chronic diseases Americans are developing. So if you are signed up for the newsletters at thepowerherbs.com, you would have gotten this hot link to this research table of reports, and you would see that for yourself. So I encourage you to sign up. The newsletters are free, and you go to thepowerherbs.com and click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up there. Now, also, Cook said that there was this graph that was produced by the CDC on the neurological damage from flu shots that were reported and appeared to be at a 50% rate for those under the age of 21. So how many more cases are not reported that show that would show the true magnitude of this threat? Now, more data on this from the CDC is, of course, would be in the newsletter under the source links area. And this information would also make us ask this question: if the scientific community has data on how vaccines affect pregnant women and their babies, I suspect that they do. And spontaneous abortions and neurological damage are an output of that. And it's listed. I'm sure of it. All right. So Yeah, I'm reading this and I'm thinking this isn't healthcare. This is really sick care. What we have is a system that really is fostering and driving sickness as a means for business. And a majority of health professionals in the system are ignorant of what's going on. And those who figure it out, well, they know that whistleblowers, well, they don't fare so well against such a powerful, influential system. Now, just think of all the unnecessary and undue cost and burden that this places on Americans, businesses, and any nation that buys into a system like this. And it's growing bigger and more powerful. For instance, in 1960, healthcare was 5.1% of the U.S. gross domestic product. That's the GDP. Now, in 2015, it increased by 17%. And by 2016, it is 20% of the GDP, the gross domestic product. So what consumers need to realize is that all the money that they're paying for care is really not related. All of it's not really related to their actual care. Chunks of their money is going to administrative fees and to cover the cost of the middleman, the insurance companies. So without the middleman, hospital procedures like surgery cost about 85% less. For instance, let me give you an example. Gallbladder surgery costs $100,000 with your insurance, if you got insurance. It's $4,000 if you're self-pay. So that would be a big red flag about the part insurance plays in our unaffordable healthcare. The other part is that scientific medicine is a high-risk approach to health, produces a lot of liability, which again is insured. So a system like this can bankrupt its people and a nation. Now, think of the system this way. This system makes you sick and then taxes you for being sick. Well, that's what the Affordable Care Act is, isn't it? It's a tax. All right, this is a lifelong tax because the disease management of a sick care system really doesn't produce cures. It is dependent on the pharmaceutical system and invasive surgical procedures. So those profits really outweigh your well-being, you becoming well. So the sooner we decide to not let a sick care system ruin our health and our finances, the safer, healthier, and more prosperous we're going to be. Now, healthcare does have its place. Let me clarify. Trauma. You know, you're in a car accident. You may need some assistance, may need surgery. That's where it can excel. But all this other stuff is really offshoots of really not so good moral character of medicine. All right, let's, you know what it is? You know what time it is? It's time. It's decision time is what, that's what time it is. So those who make the conscious decision to break free of this sick care system, what they do is they find that being proactive, you know, puts a lot of power back into their hands, and it also saves them from a lot of outrageous medical bills. So it has been reported by health authorities and economic professionals that, you know, modern medicine is the leading cause of death in the United States. So, and scientific medicine starts early. It used to be that the day the baby was born, it was vaccinated. Now, it's vaccinated before it's born. They're vaccinating pregnant women. So, it will be up to each individual to declare that they will foster their own health care, aside from in cases of trauma, of course, in order to avoid being devastated by medicine. That's terrible to say, isn't it? It really is. So you got personal health care choices, because there's nothing more personal than caring for your own health. So you have the most to gain when you're proactive with your lifestyle and being discriminating. You discriminate about, you know, the therapies you decide to use. So no one stops to assess how insane a notion it is to think that you can protect yourself with artificial infections called vaccines. So I want you to seriously assess these facts of what is in a vaccine. Number one, the disease element has been altered, so it's not something you find like you would in nature. You know, the scientists have cultured it and have adjusted it. Number two, they've added preservatives and antibiotics and other chemical agents to the disease. It's all been added. And number three, ingredients to disrupt your immune system function, your natural immunity, are included along with heavy metals like mercury to negatively affect the neurological system. So how on earth would anyone expect any vaccine to benefit their health is beyond me. So if you avoid harsh cleaning chemicals at your home or at work, why would you think the chemical cleaning agents in vaccines are safe? If you are shopping for food and you're avoiding the food preservatives, why would you agree to have these chemicals injected into your bloodstream? And if you worry about heavy metals in fish and in water systems, why would you roll up your sleeve and risk the mercury in vaccines? I think the answer is clear. Vaccines don't prevent disease. They give you disease. And sadly, a majority of people don't want to believe. They don't want to believe that their healthcare industry would harm them. I understand. But disease has been shown to kill more people than war. And the Bible warns us of wickedness in high places, including those crafting mandatory healthcare laws. Here's a quote from Dr. Kelly Brogan, psychiatrist and author of Mind of Your Own. She says, when it comes to vaccines, do not relinquish your God-given power to doctors. I agree with her 100%. And what power is Dr. Brogan talking about? Well, she refers to your instinct to protect yourself. And if you're pregnant, your unborn child. She refers to the deceitful science regarding vaccines and that vaccines are weapons which eventually destroy immune systems, neurological systems, and your overall health. So when God asks you what you did to protect the body he gave you and unborn babies, the only right answer is, say it with me, everything I could. Only right answer, only one. So natural solutions for everyday problems are here because God has made available and encourages us to use medicinal herbs and nutritional foods to preserve our health. So if you'd like to learn how you can remove health-destroying toxins with organ herbal cleanses, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. If you'd like to be able to strengthen your immune system with herbs and avoid as much illness as possible, then call Apothecary Herbs. You can call now to order or to get a free product catalog. It is toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or visit their online store at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Put the power back in your hand. And it's where your healthcare options just became endless. God did that. Let's give him all the glory, all the praise, every time, every day. Yep, God's herbs are good. Can't say enough about that. The Power Herbs. Sign up for the newsletters while you're on there. And be empowered each and every week. American Survival goes out on Tuesday and HealthQuest on Friday. So two great newsletters you don't want to miss. And they're absolutely free subscriptions, so check it out online, thepowerherbs.com. I can tell by the time, we're going to take a break. Do we have Christmas music? Did you find anything, Frank? I don't know. Oh, well, there it is. Thank you, Frank. We'll be right back.
Look in the 5 and 10.
Listening once again.
With candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots at the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope for Janice and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Now there's a tree in the Grand Hotel.
One in the park as well.
The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells.
Pumping life into the original medicine. herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk. Thank you, Frank. Thanks for the Christmas music. It was kind of neat. We got to have the classy stuff on this show. None of this grandma runned over by a reindeer stuff. None of that. All right. You know, it's going to be Christmas before you know it, Frank. It's like, what, less than 20 days? I mean, What are you going to do? You turn around, all of a sudden, you know, it's New Year's. Well, we're going to talk about bowel inflammatory disease because a lot of people have these problems, and there are some natural solutions to this because I've talked to people for years about many conditions, including this one, and, you know, they just go around and around. It's like the hamster wheel of drugs, and nothing really gets resolved. Okay, so in the healthcare realm, ulcerative colitis is really an inflamed bowel with some complications. Ulcerative colitis is caused really by a poor diet, poor food choices, and a lot of prescription medicines, and which can destroy that friendly gut flora of the digestive tract. And then you have a breakdown of tissues. So rather than change the eating habits and strengthen the body and get off these toxic drugs, you know, patients want to line up for the latest drug therapy. They may even sign up for a drug trial because it's easier to do that, just to pop a pill and let the doctor worry about it. Well, it's your sick gut. You should be worried about it and do something about it. So we're going to take a look at this new medication that they're going to, you know, prescribe for millions of people with ulcerative colitis. It's fairly new. It's not even out on the market a year, which, you know, ulcerative colitis is often confused with Crohn's disease. Okay. So we're going to look and see if this drug is safe. You know, do people get cured on it? Let's find out. But first, let's look at a little bit of statistics to see where we're at. Ulcerative colitis has really ballooned into a very chronic condition. 1.4 million Americans have it. So the condition known as Crohn's disease, though, is an inflammatory bowel disease as well as affecting the entire bowel from small to large intestine, whereas ulcerative colitis only affects the large intestine. So according to health authorities, inflamed bowel conditions have really increased about 74% since the 1990s. So medicine is reporting that there are 57,000 people that have been admitted to the hospital every year with these types of conditions. And Crohn's disease often attacks patients early during the ages of 15 to 30. So college students are prone to this type of inflammatory bowel disease, mainly due to their poor eating habits consisting of convenience foods and lots of fried foods. Now, in a majority of cases, people change their lifestyle and the condition actually resolves itself. So the statistics show that males are slightly more prone to inflammatory bowel diseases than females. And one statistic showed that patients with these conditions are becoming younger and younger. So Canadians seem to have an epidemic on their hands. They're reporting some of the highest rates of digestive malfunction and disease. And we're supposed to believe, where the Canadians are concerned, that it's really not diet-related, but it's more of a higher altitude situation. I'm serious. It's been stated like that. And I'm like, man, are you smoking something? Really? I mean, look at the Eskimos. Look at that altitude. All right. So let's look at the Crohn's disease. So in medicine, any word with itis, I-T-I-S, at the end indicates an inflammatory condition. So Crohn's is defined by medicine to be from the immune system that is attacking the healthy flora of the digestive tract. And without healthy flora, inflammation occurs and the walls of the bowel thicken, and medicine is really not sure why this is occurring. Well, it could be from over-prescription of medications which negatively influence the immune system and the digestive tract and wipe out the flora. It could be from that. So, and that's what I believe it's from. However, medicine is hinting that Crohn's is more likely an inherited weakness. Medicine also blames Crohn's disease on the environment of high stress in developed countries. And as mentioned, Crohn's involved the small and the large intestine, also includes symptoms of abdominal pain, diarrhea, weight loss, and the inflammation of the ileum. That's where the small and large intestine kind of connect on the right side of your body near the appendix. Now, it is most often involved. That's where the inflammation occurs, is right there. However, this condition starts in the stomach, and then the small intestine, it gets involved, and then it moves and encompasses the entire digestive system. And it's also called gastroduodenal Crohn's disease. Now, patients have problems with appetite, weight loss, nausea, vomiting, severe abdominal pain, and cramping. So when the disease largely affects the large intestine, there can be acute diarrhea, fatigue, night sweats, fever, rectal bleeding, joint pain, and skin lesions. So if the patient is female, it also can disrupt her menstrual cycle. Children with this condition will have delayed development. And Crohn's can produce ulcers to form on the intestine, which are like, it's kind of like acne, but it's on the outside of the colon. So these are toxins that cannot leave the body fast enough, and they produce these ulcers, also called fistulas. And colon cancer can be a complication of this disease. And medicine will prescribe immune system suppressants, anti-inflammatory drugs, pain-relieving drugs. They'll run a bunch of blood work and fecal matter tests. They'll schedule endoscopies, sigmoidoscopies, MRI scans, CT scans, and even possible surgery to possibly remove infected diseased tissue of the colon. Now, approximately 70% of the patients are led down the road to surgery, and 30 to 60% of them are going to need additional surgeries. So patients are told there's no cure. And why would the medical establishment promote a real cure when inflamed bowel disease brings an average of $20,000 annually per patient into the practice? Very severe conditions can net them $60,000 a year. The top 2% of chronic conditions of inflammatory bowel disease will net them $300,000 a year. That's a lot of cha-ching. Why would they want to cure that? So medicine says there's really no cure, and that it rebukes the notion, the suggestion, that the condition is really caused by diet and by drugs. Well, they really instruct, you know, their patients to make good nutritional decisions, that it's critical during their recovery, and it will reduce their symptoms. So you see the contradiction there? And if we, you know, add the ulcerative colitis statistics to the Crohn's statistics together, that's $1.84 billion spent on a no-cure symptom management treatment. That's a lot of money. Well, let's look at the ulcerative colitis. According to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, inflammatory bowel disease started to materialize before the Civil War. Okay, so the Civil War was 1861 to 1865, and there was a spike in sugar consumption, and it started to rise in the 1700s, but it really took off in the 1800s, the middle of the 1800s. So the sugar and the stress element in the timeline fits. However, Crohn's and colitis conditions were not officially medical conditions until 1875. It didn't get official medical names until 1932. Antibiotics were being used as early as 1911, with penicillin in mass distribution by 1932. So the symptoms of colitis are acute diarrhea, rectal bleeding, pain, chronic inflammation, weak intestinal walls, and the toxins in the colon cause massive swelling or enlargement of the intestine. So you got a lot of distension going on. So complications of having a sick digestive system are going to be this. You'll have red, itchy eyes, and you'll have eye pain. You'll have mouth sores, swollen, painful joints, skin lesions, rashes, bumps, sores, and ulcerations, osteoporosis, kidney stones, liver conditions like hepatitis and cirrhosis, and blood clots. Well, let's get to this new drug that they're prescribing for this mess. The new medication on the market to address inflammatory bowel disease is in vitro. I'm sorry, Entyvio, pardon me, Entyvio. So it is mainly prescribed for adults with ulcerative colitis when conventional drugs really have failed. But patients with Crohn's disease are also being told to take it. It is documented as a drug to try to contain symptoms and limit or reduce the need for steroid drugs. So the drug is promoted as improving the lining of the large intestine, and patients are told their symptoms will improve and their disease will be in remission. Now, remember this word, remission, means lessening of symptoms. Does not mean cure. In no way, shape, or form does it mean you're cured. So the word remission, as I said, is misleading. Patients think they've been cured, but they just have a reduction of their symptoms. And documents on this drug are warning not to take Entyvio if you've recently been vaccinated or you have a long-term infection. Huh? Well, the drug is not to be taken if there are liver problems, tuberculosis, or if the patient is pregnant or breastfeeding. So let's check out the common side effects then. Induced cold symptoms, headache and fatigue, joint back pain, extremity pain, nausea, fever, upper head infections like sinusitis and throat pain, cough, bronchitis, rash, and itching. And here are the serious side effects if you take Entyvio. Severe allergic reactions, swelling of the lips, tongue, throat, and face, shortness of breath, trouble breathing, wheezing, dizziness, fever, heart palpitations, infections producing fever, chill, muscle aches, cough, runny nose, and sore throat, shortness of breath, red and painful skin with sores, tiredness, pain during urination, liver problems, dark urine, yellowing of the skin and eyes. Well, that means your liver is under attack by the drug. Progressive multifocal leukoencephalopathy, which is a rare viral brain infection, produces disability or death, and there is no cure to that, by the way. So people with inflammatory bowel disease are often given immune system suppressants, which make them very weak. And the drug manufacturer states that patients with weak immune systems are more likely to develop these severe symptoms, especially this rare brain infections. So Entyvio, I don't think I like the risk factor there at all. Well, let's look at the mortality. According to the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, Crohn's disease has a higher mortality rate over colitis. The death rate they blame on cancer complications and other complications like heart disease and urinary tract infections. So, yeah. Well, didn't we just read, or hear, I should say, in the first part of the show, that we have so many chronic conditions and then the health that's plaguing America, you know, that it's called multimorbidity. So there's a perfect example of the Crohn's, cancer, heart disease, urinary tract disease component. So what are your risks? Well, statistics are bearing that there are more cases of Crohn's disease than ulcerative colitis. So if you are listening to your medical health authorities, these conditions are too hard to predict who would be at risk. They claim the conditions are so complicated that genes and environment play a role, and it can't be predicted. You mean to tell me that after all the historical data, all the correlations to the stress, the sugar intake, the reduction in food nutrition since World War II, which is skyrocketing the number of these cases, and they don't know. Well, what can I say? Even Stevie Wonder can see lifestyle is the key. All right, here's Hippocrates, 460 to 377 BC. He says, let your food be your medicine, and let your medicine be your food. And, of course, he also said, if you are not your own doctor, you are a fool. Yep. Wise words from way, way back. All right, so is this a generational issue? That may be another question we can ask. So if you have relatives who have suffered with inflammatory bowel disease, it could be likely that your body could have a weakness there. In such instances, greater care should be taken to avoid unhealthy foods, trigger foods, smoking, excessive alcohol, and a sedentary lifestyle. So disease will often strike at your weakest link. The weakness can be passed on as we tend to have lifestyles like our relatives. You know, we eat like our relatives. We learn to cook like them. So if they have really bad eating habits, guess what? We embrace those really bad habits. Science has shown that food influences our DNA for good or for bad. So eating more raw fruits and vegetables and limiting those animal foods will have a greater, healthier impact than any drugs or surgery could ever have. Let's read Hippocrates. He says, all disease begins in the gut. And he says, healing is a matter of time, but it is something also a matter of opportunity. So, you know, give your therapies time to work because it's a sure resolution, is what he means. So, you know, it's time to detox. You know, if we have the body showing us all these symptoms and the colon has fistulas, which is like acne, time to detox for sure. Even if you do not suffer from, let's say, an inflammatory bowel disease such as this, detox in the body, you know, annually, semi-annually, is like having a Pasco card in the game of life. It really is. The bowel is your last stop for the toxins to leave the body. It's really important to keep this organ clean and toned so you have a free flow of toxicity exiting the other organs. Because if the bowel's congested, it can't accept the detoxification of the liver and the gallbladder and the blood system. So if you have a sluggish bowel and have limited bowel movements, let's say one or two a week, which modern medicine says that's normal and healthy, but it's not, then it's time, you know, to tone up that bowel and time to cleanse it. A sluggish, congested bowel can lead to disease in a skinny minute. It really can. Disease such as cancer, chronic fatigue, disabling back pain, and other problems can result. So this is why I often refer to the bowel as the body's most important organ, because you have a domino effect, a cascade of problems. So it can mean the difference between the quality of life you're looking for or a life of disease and disease management and premature death. That's what it could mean. Yeah, having a sluggish, congested bowel, that's what it could mean. I've known numerous doctors that have admitted that, you know, all disease starts in the bowel because they understand the toxicity element. So cleanse away those toxins, strengthen the cell walls of the colon. On a cellular level, you will supercharge your whole system when you cleanse and get the toxins out and you put good nutrition in. It's an amazing thing. And you have this power right now. Everybody out there has that power right now. It's within your ability. It's within your ability to reverse the problem. That's what you can do. But nobody is being taught that, you know. Doctors say it can't be cured. It can't be done. You know, I laugh. You know, same thing when you go to your eye doctor. You know, your eyes can only get worse. They can't get better. So when your eyes get better, what do they tell you? They don't know what happened. Well, if you're interested in improving your situation, cleanse and nourish the body. Hey, go to the experts in immune boosting and organ cleansing, because that's what they've been doing for over 16 years. That's what they've been teaching people. Sort of like the Greek physicians who almost put themselves out of a job, really, because they were showing people how to take care of themselves. And then people weren't as sick. But hey, there's still fast food out there and antibiotics, so people will still be using them. So if you're interested, check out thepowerherbs.com and go to the organ cleanse tab and look. All your cleanses will be listed in the order in which you should do them. Or if you get a catalog, again, in the cleanse section, all the cleanses are listed in the order in which you should do them. And that's important because you want to open up the bowel and urinary, the last stages of toxin removal. That's the last stop. You know, open up the floodgate, if you will. And then the other organs can purge more toxicity, so you won't feel sicker when you do your cleansing. You'll cleanse with success. So you do your bowel, your urinary, your liver, your gallbladder, and your blood system is always, always last. So thepowerherbs.com, check them out. Call for a free product catalog. That number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. We do hear from you folks in Canada and other parts of the United States, Australia, New Zealand, the U.K. We love hearing from you guys. And they just don't have the products that you have here in America. So, you know, God bless America in that form. We still have our herbal products, and we should stand up and protect our right to have them. So thepowerherbs.com, it'll put the power back in your hands. And like I said, the new catalog is in, and everybody likes it. We're getting some good feedback on that. And also now the PDF for the catalog, if you want to download it to your computer or your device, it's a PDF file. You can download it. And you can have it right away. So what you do is you go to free catalog on the powerherbs.com website and you put your free catalog in your shopping cart and check out and you won't be charged. But when you get the confirmation that you ordered a catalog, there'll be a download link with it. And then you can just click that to download that to your computer. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. And don't forget, sign up for the newsletters. If you have email. Yeah, these are email delivered. I know a lot of people call in and they think it's a, you know, snail mail kind of thing. But no, it's an email delivered newsletter, and there's two of them. There's the American Survival that goes out on Tuesday nights, and then there's the Health Quest that goes out on Fridays, and it's just packed full of great information. Now, the American Survival does include a lot of currency market information, you know, if you want to learn how to protect your wealth better, as well as the natural therapies, and then Health Quest is all about the natural therapies. So they're both free. And they go out to your email, so sign up today. Make sure your spam folder isn't filling up with the newsletters. Sometimes people say, hey, I signed up, but I'm not getting it. Well, check your parameters on your mail. Sometimes it's just throwing it into your, you know, spam folder, so look there. Look there, because that's where it'll be, probably. So, thepowerherbs.com. Hey, if you have a health topic, a lot of you write in and say, hey, can you cover a health topic on so-and-so? Just, you know, what's interesting to you? I'll try to work it into the show. So if there's a health topic you want me to cover, drop me an email off the powerherbs.com website, and I will try to include that. Over the years, we've talked about a lot of things. Like recently, you can go back to the archives and hear the show on recurrent fevers. What's the deal with that? The doctors have no clue, you know, because it's not bacterial driven. They have no idea. It's not virus. And so I did a show on that. And people were just like, wow, had no idea. They knew somebody that had frequent recurring fevers, you know, kind of low grade, just a few ticks up. Not enough to put you in the bed, but annoying. I'm out of time. Thank you, Frank. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure diseases. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.